entire party members, service persons of the People's Army and people. Our entire party members, People's Army service personnel and people. The Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea, the Central Military Commission of the Party, and the National Defense Commission, the Presidium of the Supreme People's Assembly, and the Cabinet of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, inform you with deepest grief that the great leader Kim Jong-il, General Secretary of the Workers' Party of Korea, Chairman of the National Defense Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, and Supreme Commander of the Korean People's Army, passed away from a sudden attack of illness on the road of field guidance at 8 hours 40 minutes on December 17th, 2011. Our great Kim Jong-il, who devoted his whole life to carry forward the revolutionary cause of Juche to completion and engaged himself in tireless and energetic activities for the prosperity of the socialist fatherland and the happiness of the people, for the reunification of the country and global independence, departed from us so suddenly to our greatest regret. It is the greatest loss of our party and revolution, and the deepest grief of our people and the whole nation, that the great leader of our party and people, Kim Jong-il, passed away unexpectedly at this historic time when a turning phase is being opened in accomplishing the cause of building a prosperous socialist nation, and our revolution is making a victorious advance through manifold difficulties and trials. Born as the son of guerrillas on Mount Baekdu, the sacred mountain of revolution, Kim Jong-il proved to be a great revolutionary, wisely led our party, army and people for a long time, and performed immortal revolutionary exploits for the country and people, for the times and history. The great leader Kim Jong-il was an outstanding thinker and theoretician, and the greatest political veteran, and most brilliant Sungun commander, who had all qualities and traits of a great man on the highest level, and led the revolution and construction along the road of victory with his profound ideal and theory and uncommon leadership, and the peerless patriot and benevolent father of the people, who decorated the whole course of the revolutionary struggle with ardent love and lofty devotion for the country and people. Having set it as his lifelong mission to carry forward to completion the revolutionary cause of Juche pioneered by the great leader Kim Il-sung generation after generation, Kim Jong-il, as his closest comrade and most faithful comrade in arms, steadfastly advanced the revolution and construction according to the idea and intention of President Kim Il-sung. The great leader Kim Jong-il, with his far-sighted wisdom and energetic ideological and theoretical activities, fully developed in depth the immortal Juche idea and Sungun idea created by the fatherly leader Kim Il-sung, and glorified them as the guiding idea of the independent era, and resolutely defended the revolutionary traditions of the Baekdu, and purely carried forward and developed them, and thus firmly ensured the lifeline of the Korean Revolution. Under the banner of modeling the whole society on the Juche idea, Kim Jong-il, genius of the revolution and construction, strengthened and developed our party, army and state as the party, army and state of President Kim Il-sung, put the dignity and power of the nation on the highest level, and opened a period of great prosperity unprecedented in the 5,000-year-long history of the country. Kim Jong-il, the supreme incarnation of the revolutionary moral obligation, created a great example of the accomplishment of the cause of immortality of the leader unknown in the human history of politics, and let the noble name of the great leader Kim Il-sung and his immortal revolutionary life and exploits shine forever in the eternal history of Juche Korea. Great statesman and most brilliant commander Kim Jong-il honorably defended the gains of socialism, valuable legacy of the fatherly leader with his Sungun politics, in the teeth of the crumble of the world socialist system and from the greatest sorrow of the nation, the vicious fighting offensives of the imperialist allied forces against the Democratic People's Republic of Korea and harsh natural disasters, and turned our country into an invincible political ideological power with single-minded unity, and into a nuclear state, an invincible military power no enemy dares to challenge. The great leader Kim Jong-il, true to the test of the fatherly leader Kim Il-sung, presents the grand goal of building a great, prosperous and powerful nation, and led a general march of the entire people for its realization, kindled the flames of great revolutionary upsurge throughout the country, and brought about great innovations and great leap forward on all fronts of socialist construction. Kim Jong-il, the father of the nation and lodestar of national reunification, with a firm will to carry out the great leader Kim Il-sung's instructions for national reunification, led all the fellow countrymen along the road of independence and great national unity, and opened the June 15th reunification era to realize the noble idea of by our nation itself. Kim Jong-il, great defender of socialism and justice, holding aloft the banner of independence against imperialism, conducted energetic external activities for the victory of the socialist cause and for peace and stability of the world and friendship and unity between the peoples. Remarkably enhanced the international position and prestige of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea and rendered immortal services to accomplishing the human cause of independence. In the whole period of his long revolutionary leadership, the great leader Kim Jong-il always shared weal and woe with the people, treasuring and loving them most, and continued high-intensity forced march of field guidance, devoting tireless efforts for the building of a thriving nation and the improvement of the people's living, and passed away at work aboard a train due to his pent-up mental and physical fatigue. The whole life of great Kim Jong-il was the most brilliant life of a great revolutionary who covered an untrodden rugged path with iron will and superhuman energy, holding aloft the red flag of revolution, and the life of a peerless patriot who devoted his all to the country and people. The great leader Kim Jong-il passed away to our regret, without seeing the victory of the cause of building a prosperous nation, national reunification, and completion of the revolutionary cause of Juche he had desired so ardently. But he laid the powerful political and military foundations for our revolution to vigorously advance generation after generation, and solid foundations for the eternal prosperity of our fatherland and nation. Standing in the van of the Korean Revolution is Kim Jong-un, the great successor to the revolutionary cause of Juche, an outstanding leader of our party, army, and people. The leadership of Kim Jong-un is a decisive guarantee to admirably carry forward and accomplish the revolutionary cause of Juche generation after generation, which was pioneered by the great leader president Kim Il-sung and victoriously led by the great leader Kim Jong-il. We have the invincible revolutionary army of Mount Baekdu supporting the cause of the party in the van, the great unity of the army and people firmly rallied around the party, the most superior Korean-style socialist system centered on the popular masses, and solid foundations of the independent national economy. We must change the sorrow into strength and courage, and overcome today's difficulties, and wage a more vigorous struggle for another great victory in the Juche Revolution under the guidance of Kim Jong-un. Our army and people will hold the great leader Kim Jong-il in high esteem forever with immutable faith and noble moral obligation, and true to his behest, will not make an inch of concession, an inch of deviation on the road of Juche Revolution, Sungun Revolution, but resolutely defend and glorify the immortal revolutionary exploits of Kim Jong-il for all ages. All the party members, service personnel of the People's Army and people, should remain faithful to the leadership of respected Kim Jong-un and firmly defend and more impregnably consolidate the single-minded unity of the party, army, and people. Holding higher the banner of Sung-un, we should strengthen the military might of the country in every way to firmly defend our socialist system and the gains of revolution, and more fiercely kindle the flames of the industrial revolution of the new century, the flames of great upsurge in South Hamgyong province across the country, and make a decisive turn in the building of an economic giant and the improvement of the people's living. We will thoroughly implement the three charters for national reunification and inter-Korean joint declarations, and thus achieve the independent reunification of the country with the united efforts of the whole nation. Our party and people will strengthen friendship and solidarity with the peoples of many countries of the world on the basis of the idea of independence, peace, and friendship, and actively struggle to build an independent and peaceful new world free from domination, subjugation, aggression, and war. The road of our revolution is arduous, and the situation is grave. But no force in the world cannot arrest the revolutionary advance of our party, army, and people under the wise guidance of great Kim Jong-un. Although the heart of the great leader Kim Jong-il stopped beating, his noble name and tender image will always remain in the hearts of our army and people, and his sacred revolutionary history and immortal revolutionary exploits will shine forever in the history of the country. The Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea, the Central Military Commission of the Workers' Party of Korea, the National Defense Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, the Presidium of the Supreme People's Assembly of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, the Cabinet of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, December 17th, Juche 100 or 2011.